Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first of the Gold Members podcasts. These will vary in length depending on what is going on, and as you can see, they're accessible from your members access area. I don't include these as part of the Gold program in that content, just simply because there's so much content in the Gold program that, you know, as time builds up, you don't need 1,000 podcasts in there as well. Right. Purpose of this is to be used as a teaching tool, for one, but also to give a chance to answer questions back and forth. That phone never stops. To answer questions back and forth that I think may benefit all of the members. So today's is pretty simple. Right? It's a very, very simple one. I had a question sent to me yesterday with regards to something, a phenomenon called chi bleeding. What is it? Is it real? Etc. I have never experienced it personally. I have seen it happen. Normally, chi bleeding happens from a chakra, but for the pressure point guys, quite often it will happen from a point itself. One of the most common places for chi bleeding is heart 8. Heart 8 is actually one of the most active points on the body. More energy comes out of heart 8 in your hands than does on the crown chakra of your head, believe it or not. And quite often, especially when you're doing a lot of pressure point work, you'll look at your hands and they will become, as I would call them, mottled, right? There's like purpley flesh, purpley and white flesh to go in there. And that's the energy in the hands being at a very high level. Now, in the chi building exercises, we talk about clapping your hands together three times and then popping that. And that's to seal off the hands again. But sometimes it doesn't work. When it doesn't work, the best thing to do with it is just to stick them in cold water and soak them there for a few minutes. And that will normally fix the problem. On a very, very rare occasion, you need to go see an acupuncturist to have it turned off. Right? Chi bleeding is not fatal, but it makes you really, really tired. There was one incident at a doming camp many, many, many years ago. My pressure point teacher, my Kyusho teacher, Grandmaster Steve Stewart, ended up opening up Heart 8. And he did it on purpose, right, for a session that he was doing there. And he couldn't shut the thing down. And he was in the washroom with his hands in ice water, basically, trying to close down this chi bleeding, and nothing was going with it. The only thing that was going is the water was getting warm. Okay. But fortunately, at that point in time, there was an acupuncturist who was a member of Dillman's group, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ed Lake. Now, Dr. Ed passed away a few years ago, but excellent, excellent martial artist and really a sweet guy. I always enjoyed any time I had with him. There's a picture of him and I together someplace. He did some acupuncture on Steve and got everything back under control. But that's essentially what goes on with chi bleeding. You probably will never experience it, not unless you really, really get into the energy building thing. One of the points on my body, which is extremely high energy, is my feet. Right? Doesn't matter how cold it is, my feet get very, very hot because there's a lot of energy going through them for some reason. If I wear sandals out in cold weather, let's say like, you know, 8, 10 degree weather as in centigrade, if I'm wearing sandals with no socks, my feet sweat. Right? Believe it or not, my feet get hot out in the cold. And that is to a point, I guess, a form of chi bleeding. In warm weather, they stay pretty cool. Right? Very, very bizarre. That all kind of started to come about around the time that I started doing a lot of very intense pressure point work. Anyway, that's it for today's podcast. It's just the introductory one. A little bit on the short side, just to give you guys an idea of what it's going to be all about. Depending how long you've been with us, you will see in the list under podcasts, you will see a whole bunch of these things. And they'll always be there so you can go back and you can review them and all of that. They will be listed in, because they're done as posts with the player in them, as you can see. There will be information about what the podcast is about as well, and to help you in case you want to review something. But that's it for today. So you guys have yourselves a great day, and we will see you all soon. Bye.